Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we have special guest in studio, Wonder Woman, known by her family and friends as Mrs. Ann McGuffey, through hiker of the Arizona Trail in 2016, booted all 800 miles of the trail.
You could say I wore trail runners as my shoes.
Okay.
So can't really say I booted.
Okay. And I want to talk shoes a little bit later, but I can't not wonder what's on your diet all of these days that you're out there on the trail. I do a lot of hiking, and about the when I'm on the end of a second day of a hike, I'm like fed up with power bar. There isn't a power bar flavor I'm interested in anymore at that point. So how do you provide the variety in your backpack kitchen to stay interested in the next meal enough to stay proteined up?
Yeah, well, it is really important to have food that you want to eat and you can keep eating day after day. And I eat primarily a vegetarian diet. I eat healthy. I typically eat like whole foods and vegetables and greens and that sort of thing. So
how do you do that on the trail?
Well, one of the things I did was I got a food dehydrator and I made my own dinners. So that was really one of my secrets. So my dinners were things like chili, spicy lentils, spicy mung beans. I love Indian food. And I started just dehydrating meals I was already eating and enjoying at home.
Now, if I dive into your blog, do you describe the process and how to do that for someone else?
I don't, but I've written an ebook. I've written a trail recipes ebook. It's called Trail Recipes: Whole Foods to Fuel Your Hikes. And I go into a lot of nutrition and just ideas from breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. So it's both for overnight multi-day hikes, as well as just a one-day hike. You know, you're going out for half a day, and you want to have some healthy snacks and foods that you enjoy. So many people eat foods that they don't really like on the trail, and
right.
I really don't think it has to be that way. We can eat foods that we love out on the trail, and to me, it's part of the experience. I want to enjoy the entire experience, from the being out in the wilderness all the way to what I'm eating.
Well, if I'm going to be out on the trail more than a couple days, I bring, to break the monotony of my diet, I bring a can of sardines and olive oil, one very thick piece of Texas toast, and a couple things of mustard. And I just mustard the bread, I dump the sardines on it, and I gobble it down.
Yeah, that's great.
I've got that splash variety in my diet instantly right there.
Yeah, and I think my version of that, even though I had most of my food was in my resupply boxes that I would pick up in each town at either the post office, or I would mail it to a store or a hotel I was staying at. But then I would also buy tortillas and sliced cheese.
Okay.
Those are foods that I absolutely love, and that just added some extra interest to my diet. And then I carry little packets of olives, and I would add olives to my tortillas and cheese, different things, even hummus. I dehydrate hummus, and I would rehydrate that, spread it on the tortilla.
Yeah, I would be really interested in that because I love hummus. I will eat a lot of hummus. So the mornings, what's a breakfast?
My typical breakfast is oatmeal, and instead of buying the commercially packaged oatmeal, which I just couldn't eat that day after day, I take organic quick oats and then just mix in things that I like to really make a nutritious, high-protein breakfast. So I put in nuts, different types of nuts, chia seeds, coconut milk powder to add some fat to it. You know, having enough calories is really important. So I just make all my meals as calorie dense as possible.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. From the southern border to the north, over 75 days hiking 800 miles, you mind sharing what your weight loss was?
About 10 pounds.
Did that? Okay.
Yeah. And I was trying to eat enough so that that wouldn't happen because I didn't really need to lose weight.
Right.
You know, maybe I could, maybe 3 or 4 pounds was okay. But I was looking pretty skinny by the end. And so my strategy, because I just couldn't really eat anymore on the trail. So every time I got to a town, I would spend about a day, take a day off, have a rest day, and eat as much as I could.
So, and that, go ahead.
How often would you hit a town? Because you'd mentioned staying in a hotel earlier. Well, there's probably stretches of 70, 80, 90 miles between towns in some of these areas looking at the map.
I mean, right.
This isn't like you're staying in a hotel every night.
Right. It was roughly once a week.
Okay.
And that had to feel good.
Oh, it was nice. It was nice to take a shower.
Yes.
Wash my clothes.
So we leave the border, and a mile and a half in, you're abandoned by your friend. Now you're starting the solo trip. What's the first town you hit?
Patagonia. It took me 5 days to walk to Patagonia.
We're here with Ann McGuffey, through trail hiker of the Arizona Trail. We're going to talk more about the logistics of tackling a project like this, the resupply boxes. How many times did you have to drink water out of a cattle stock tank? That's the question that's just burning in my mind. What do you do with water, water, water?